Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season two. And today, Private Talk, we have the privilege of having Priest on the couch. Hey. What's up, my friend? How are you?
I'm maintaining.
I'm excited to see you.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I'm here, run into you here and there. You know, it's one, you know, one of those things that I feel like we've never had a real conversation.
That's right.
So I thought it was only proper to come on the Private Talk and get to know you a little bit more and have Private Talk get to know you more as well.
Best place to do it.
Yes, I agree with that. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Killer Priest, I'm known as Killer Priest, a.k.a. Lord Son.
You were telling me that. You said that's what you go by now.
Yeah.
What made that, with the change?
It came about with this album I was working on called Lord Son, and I just thought about a change. You know, I've been running around since the Gravedigger era with Killer Priest, so it was like something supposed to be like spooky a little bit, so I outgrown it a little bit. But, you know, all the fans love it.
So you like grow into something else.
Yeah.
I like that though. It's like, you know, it's like, you know, steps to it.
Yeah.
I feel like I get the spiritual aspect of that as well. It's like, you know, kind of inspiring people and being more deep than, you know, just surface level.
Indeed.
Kind of getting your message out there.
Yeah, indeed.
So what are you working on right now?
Right now we just completed the Horseman album with myself, Corrupt, and Razzcast and Cannabis. And that's doing pretty well right now. And I got a new one called Cafe. I've been working on it. Yeah. Cafe Summer Inn. That's
the name. Nice. Was it kind of like COVID inspired? Did you have more time to kind of like really sit down and with your craft and kind of finish what you were doing? Or is it something brand new just kind of happened?
Yeah. Pretty much COVID. You know, no, it didn't expire, but I recorded a lot during that time.
For sure.
And then a little bit, you know, just
because I feel like it kind of gave people like that time, like you had no other place but to sit down. And it's not like as an artist you don't continuously do that throughout the time, but you're going on tour, you're doing, you know, being out, you have to do, you know, socialize and things like that too, so you get distracted. So I feel like COVID kind of was like, okay, it's okay for us to sit down too. Like kind of like, you know, sit into our own.
Exactly.
So you being from Brooklyn, did you ever run into Biggie like early on or trying to do any collaborations? Or
maybe like maybe four times. When he became Biggie, I used to see him out there and out there on Fulton Street. So I ran into him. I know exactly where his whole crew I hang out at. So a couple of times I ran into him.
How was being nice around that kind of energy and aura?
It was great. He wasn't the Biggie that we know him as today. Mm-hmm. When I ran into him, and but it was great though. It was just somebody that was hustling on the block. And with his boys, Lil C's was out there, you know, in a rest of Brooklyn. So they're all gangsters.
For sure.
Yeah, all G's.
But I feel like, you know, being an artist and like and just being one of those kind of, you know, players in the game, it's like you just know you either have it or you don't. It's like when you're around that person, it's like you may not have been anybody at that time, but you know that you got somewhere that you're going to be.
Definitely. You knew he had it because he would just freestyle. He'd just come off the top of his dome.
Did you ever freestyle with him?
No, I don't think I have a freestyle with Big.
You didn't jump in?
Nah. Never freestyle with Big. Nah, I can't say I did.
So there's so many talented artists, you know, from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Why do you think so much talent came from the same place?
I think it's a different kind of talent and struggle. You know what I mean? It's like mostly Brooklyn was known as, what would I call it? Like a... I wouldn't call it just gangsters, just robbers. We were just stick-up kids. That's okay. What I say, stick-up kids. So a lot of cats in Brooklyn knew each other because if you don't, you'll run into them somehow. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had a big name.
That doesn't sound like good. Positive on the outside.
Brooklyn used to hold it down for New York. And it was just like a good feeling. You know, everything came out of Brooklyn. It was always hard because we was known as hard. And from Stetson Sonic going way back to M.O.P. Yes. Yeah.
Just so tell us about Jay-Z. Your group, Sons of Men, and how you met Wu-Tang.
All right. Okay, it started with the Klan first. So Jizza lived around the corner from me. So we brothers, we all grew up together. And he brought around the RZA around the block, and that's how I got to meet the RZA. RZA came from Staten Island. That was his cousin. He always told us about him. And he kicked a couple of rhymes. We made his battle back then. I lost. But that started.
Good way to lose, though.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. He was known as Prince Rakim.
It only gets you better.
Yeah, exactly. And he was known as Prince Rakim. And, you know, he told me later on down the line, he told me that he was putting together a group named Wu-Tang. So I said, okay. So I went to the studio with him, and I met the rest of the fellas there. And this is early, though. You know, this is before they said Chambers. You know what I mean? So, and that's how I met them. And then out of there, the Sons of Man came about because RZA brought this artist named Shabazz to the studio, and we formed a group called Art of War. No, not the Art of War, Disciples of Armageddon. Yeah, so many groups.
So you just appeared on a debut album, The Late Old Dirty Bastard. How was your relationship with him?
Man, Dirty was like the closest, real close. He was a real funny, real guy, and he just took a liking to me, so we kind of hooked up a lot of times, you know.
So it just happened organically.
Yeah. Out of the whole clique. So me and Dirty would hang out a lot. Yeah. A little bit more of this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't do it too much. Yeah.
You're not far. It's cool. You know, right. You can stumble. It's good.
Oh, okay.
It's no stumbling. Come on. We're all adults. It's Sunday fun day. You're getting to know a little bit more. Exactly. You know, having a conversation with private talk. You know,
That's
what we do.
All right. I'm ready.
So what's next for you? Are you planning anything on the big screen? Are you just, you know, you have your podcast going out with you? You know, if we're on right now, mm-hmm. What's next?
Well, the Killer Priest podcast goes on Monday and Wednesday. What next is I'm working on a cartoon. Yeah, I'm working with this artist, Dave Flores. So we've been putting together a little animation thing. And been working on it for a while, you know. And thinking about some NFT things and just a whole bunch of adventure.
For sure. There's like so much new things where it's like, it's almost like not that, you know, you resurrect because of like you not doing anything because you're obviously currently still doing things, but it's like it's almost celebrating your old work again in new ways because there's new, you know, things going on for as NFTs and, you know, how social media is so relevant and how we have capability of getting to our fans and that access to them. Podcasts where you get to have your own voice, your own mind. Nobody's telling you not to do da-da-da-da-da. It's just very free game, you know what I mean? And so it's like really cool to kind of see where that new generation of technology and, you know, advancements of what we can do with our craft, you know, even with me, it's like I haven't shot in scenes in over 3-4 years. And, you know, now it's still what I've done prior to my past is still relevant today. Thank God, you know, thank you all my fans out there. You know what I mean? But it's one of those things, but you know, it's cool to be able to still flourish on your work from, you know, continuing on.
Right. You got a big fan base.
Big fan base. So what do you think about the new generation of rappers?
I think it's needed. It's a change a little bit. You know, back when we was doing it, you know, probably the older rappers thought, well, we were a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? Some of them go a little bit flashy and funny. And then
what's flashy and funny to you? Like the whole painting the nails, the way they dress, the way, like, the tight pants, like, the way they talk, like.
Yeah. And I don't supposed to get it. I don't think I'm supposed to get it. You know what I'm saying? They supposed to, you know, tell me what I'm supposed to get. Now I'm good.
For sure, but like you said, it's like back then, it's like people were always saying the same thing and you thought it was something with funny style or like why you did something. But like, no, I get that. It's like, you're like, that's not for me.
Yeah,
you,
exactly.
You keep it.
Yeah. Whatever that is. Yep.
So what do you listen to today? Do you have any new rappers that you do like that, you know, you're listening to?
I like Drake. Yeah, I like
Drake. I feel like everyone likes Drake. Champagne Poppy is a favorite among a lot.
Yes.
So you're one of those, you know, fans that are waiting for the album if he's going to do it. Is he going to drop it? Is he going to tease us the fuck out? Like, you know,
I like Drake. Yeah, exactly. I pretty much... I'm waiting to hear some new stuff from Drake.
Drake. So that's the only new. Drake's not even new. Like, Drake's been around for a minute. There's nobody that's new currently that you're like, you vibe with, that it's you would want to like do something with, you know.
Every time I hear that, I always forget right on the point.
Because I put you on the spot.
Yeah, yeah.
I can give you time. You know, we've got buttons over here too, Priest. Don't play. We're official here at Private Talk, okay?
Let me see.
I got to talk to you like this to make you feel comfortable, because then you feel like you're right at home. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you know what? You need to tell Miss Texas.
I want the truth.
That's all we want here.
Let me see. You got J. Cole. Okay. I like J. Cole and... Kendrick. Yeah.
Kendrick is a favorite, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I like that. So, any female rappers? What is, like, one of your, you know, female ladies out there? Is there any new current?
What's her name? Millie? I like that girl, Millie.
Millie?
Yeah.
She sings some nasty songs. Yeah, I like what she says. You like that dirty shit. Yeah. I see. That's why when I saw you in the elevator, where you're like, oh, yeah. I know you, ma'am.
Yeah, exactly.
See, it goes back to way long ago. Exactly. Now I'm on to you, Priest.
Exactly.
So what is your porn search history?
Porn search history.
Porn, I need to know now. Fuck Truth with Texas. We're getting to it right now.
Yeah. Well, it might go all the way back. I started with Vanessa Del Rio.
Okay, but she's not even. I mean, she's hot. She's a baddie.
She's a mom. Like a grandma.
But you can still be a mom, a baddie as a mom and a grandma.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would hope one day, if those titles ever existed on me, that I'd be like, all right, grandma, you better go on with your bad self. Be like, that I'm one of those grandmas. Be like, back in the day, people used to actually vote for my ass. So I got number one, got awards for it.
Definitely Alexis.
But how do you throw that into your child's face? You really can't. You know, I just take those self gratifications and those pats on the back, and I keep them forever and treasure them, because I always tell my mom and fuck with her and be like, you know, you made an award winning ass, and she's like, stop it. Stop it, Alexis. And I'm like, but it's true. How does it feel that I won awards for the ass that you made?
Wow. Did you get it from your mama?
I did not. That's ironically, like, no, it's from my father. He's Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so my booty is all mine. Homegrown. All mine. Boricua. Yeah. Yes. German, Norwegian, Puerto Rican.
There you go.
That is I.
Yeah, right.
That is I. So, a question about the Wu-Tang series on Hulu. What do you think about it? Do you think that they like depicted it right? They told the right storyline accurately?
Well, I think that the first one was really RZA and his brother's version of it. I don't think it was everyone's individual version, though they have inputs on it. But I think, you know, it's 50-50, you know, coming from his point of view.
Story-based.
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like, and especially nowadays, I feel like, and I don't exactly know how that works. I probably should. Right. But it's like when they do something in a series about you, like, how much say do you really have? And, like, how to change that narrative, you know what I mean? And, like, why is this someone going to believe just your story? Like, how you did it with Britney Spears. She didn't co-sign or, you know, even approve her documentary on Hulu. But everybody believes it, and not saying that not all of it's not truthful, and there's probably some truth to it, but how do you not let your story be told the wrong way and have not access to it?
I'm confused.
Private Talk. So that's why I ask, you know, you're obviously friends and close with them, so it's like, is that story accurate? Is it,
well, you know, you know, when TV get into it in Hollywood, there's so much you could probably put in there, you know what I mean? I know Old Dirty was in Brooklyn a lot, so they... In the movie, they had them always in Shaolin at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't catch everything in that certain
time. For sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as that, I mean, that's like minor detail to as far as like misconstruing a whole storyline of like what something consists of.
Most of it was accurate.
Yeah. So what is one subscription that you cannot live without?
Subscription.
It could be anything from music, porn. I love how your eyes light up and you're like, I'm sure you got some OnlyFans accounts over there that you are a member of. You probably have your own nowadays. Everybody has one.
Yes,
is there a priest?
Definitely.
Is there a priest OnlyFans?
Yeah, well,
did I just give you a business inquiry?
OnlyFans.
I'll manage you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, I'll definitely
you.
Do it.
See, look, I just started a new side hustle, Private Talk. I hope that you're excited Private Talk. For it.
That I can't live without.
That you would be hella mad if like your card got canceled, or like, you know how sometimes it just like, what is it, like the dates expire and you don't change it and then it got cut off and you're like, No. What is this subscription?
Well, it would have to be Martin episodes.
Where do you purchase that at?
Martin. You can catch him on Fire Stick.
So that's a subscription?
Yeah.
Okay, subscribe so you're Fire
Music and definitely my music Apple.
And you're completely you'd be lost without Martin. So you're definitely like an avid talk about it.
Yeah.
You like it that much that you can just binge watch it all day.
Yeah, that and It's Always Sunny. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
See, I never got into that one. I definitely watched Martin, you know what I mean?
Martin's
Gina was a baddie. I actually saw Pam one time at like P.F. Chang's in the Valley. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, it's Pam! But like, I don't even know her real name, which is a shame, but you know you get stuck on those characters and you're like, no, but it's Pam! I don't care what your real name is!
Exactly.
I definitely stared at her probably a lot. I hope I didn't offend you, Pam. If you're watching Private Talk, I'm sorry. I'm just a fan.
Yeah, straight up.
Yes, but no, definitely. I mean, it was classics. Those were like timeless, like sitcoms.
Yeah. It's Always
so Sunny. Don't take your Martin away. That's for if anybody's dating you and they'll be like, you know what? I'm going to turn your Martin subscription off. You're going to be upset.
Yeah, I'd be a little upset. Yeah.
So what is your social media weakness? Do you have one?
My social, not really.
Is there something that you like go on? Are you an Instagrammer, a Twitter? Are you Instagram. Into the Clubhouse always, thing that's new?
Oh, I do lives every morning.
Lives where? On
tea.
On your Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm into a bunch of tea. Not just Tito's, but tea. Actually, tea. I said Tito's.
You like. No surprise he's drinking Tito's right now. But in the morning, guys, this is not morning at this current moment.
Exactly.
He's drinking tea. Okay, so tell us more about your morning tea. Is it something that you do every single morning?
Every single morning.
Okay,
every
tell us morning. More. What happens? Is it the tea of your day or the previous day? Mm-hmm. What can we find on your tea schedule?
All different type of teas. And I'm building as I talk and tell people about different type of teas like matcha. And
so you're making your own tea as you're teeing.
As I'm teeing, yeah.
You're doing a lot of tea.
I'm also
tea bagging over there.
Yeah. Nah, no tea bag.
No, have you ever been teabagged? You know, you've been in a lot of boy groups.
Yeah.
Does any tea bagging going on behind stage?
Nah.
In the studio. Nobody falls asleep and get teabagged one time?
Nah.
Is it something that you have like code of conduct? You can't talk about it after it happened?
No teabag. No teabag.
I mean, you know, who knows? I even haven't said that word out of my mouth in I don't know how many years. I don't know what the new updated version of what that is, but hopefully you kids know what I'm talking about.
Alexis is crazy. Yo.
Wilding out here at Private Talk. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. So what do you have a crazy interaction with a celebrity that you've ever had? Like maybe you just got rubbed the wrong way. Maybe it was someone started to holler at you, and you were like, "Who me? What happened?"
A crazy, okay, yes, oh, that's me. Oh,
that's
man.
You. I don't even know what that alien sound is.
Yeah, my bad.
What kind of ringtone is that?
My bad.
That is definitely not an iPhone, sir.
Oh, this is my burner.
Men got burner phones. Can you believe Private Talk in 2021? You still have burner phones?
Two.
You know, there's apps for that. You can have one phone, different numbers, and the same thing. You don't gotta have two things. Yeah.
I'm a dinosaur sometimes.
Not that I have any of that, but you didn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I ran into, you remember the singer Luther Vandross?
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah. I had a wild time with him. It was kind of crazy.
Wild, like bad or wild, like good?
It got bad. Yeah, it got bad.
What happened? What did you do to Luther? What did you do to Luther?
Nah, nothing. He was eating chicken and I came up to the studio and it was like Luther Vandross right there. And I was just like, yo, do you want some more chicken? You know what I mean? I wanted to hand him some chicken or whatever. He was just tearing it up. And I think it was me and my boy, Timbo King, and we said he just got mad. He's like,
because he didn't want you to touch his chicken?
He didn't want us to talk to him while he was eating.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And this was the skinny Luther, not the fat one. And I was just like, he was chowing that down. I just felt bad, man.
Damn it, skinny Luther. Yeah. So did you try to fight him after that? Like, how did it just go bad? Or you were just like, because at that point, you have to have an ego in it. You're like, well, fuck you. I'll talk to you if I want to. Or fuck you and your chicken. What did you say to him?
It was an uncomfortable moment. uncomfortable, and I tried to get out of it, and he wouldn't let me out of it. He was just like staring at me until I moved out the way, and it was just like I had to play it off like I was talking to my friend, and then he was just staring at me like, I don't play that shit, you know what I mean, the way he said that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, damn, he's on my ass right
were
now.
Were you high?
Nah, I wasn't even high.
Because I'd be laughing if you didn't want to take it, because it's Luther.
We laugh later.
Because it's like, you know, you don't really want to press Luther, do you?
Nah.
Do you still listen to his music?
Not as much after that, man. But if somebody...
So you're salty, priest.
Nah. If somebody throw him on, no. I always love Luther, man. One of the most... I mean, clear voice, you know, there's so much I can say. He's a legend, man.
For sure. Legendary. So is there any crazy fan interaction that you've had that you were just out of pocket?
Mm-hmm. Like fan, like what?
Like a fan of yours. Like it was an incident or maybe something. It was either positive, negative. Maybe they stalked you. Maybe they tried to have sex
so
with
many.
You.
Yeah.
Maybe was in your bed naked somehow. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of stories.
Yeah, there was so many. I'm trying to.
I want the truth.
You want the best one, priest. I need to hear.
It's so many. Could I just turn to with a fan?
Have you ever fucked a fan?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, okay.
That's real.
Why'd you pause?
I was trying to think about.
I'm like, usually that goes two ways. You're either lying, which I don't think that's a lie, or you're like, you're trying to find a better way to say the answer than it really is.
So what are you not telling us? It came out there because they were not really fans after that. I don't see them as
but they were groupies at the moment.
Yeah, it was groupies at the moment.
So did they throw the panties at you? Have you ever kept any panties?
Definitely.
What do you do with them? Do you like smell them when they're away? Do you jerk off to them? Why do men keep panties?
Well, you just put them in a I don't know.
And did
it's
you?
It's like a conga, like
you,
a staff.
Did
like
you
a,
ask for these panties or did you take them?
Well, someone was generous and just say here.
this is your souvenir, baby.
Yeah.
I don't really know if I've ever. Well, I've sold my panties to fans.
I bet.
But as far as like being in like my own like personal situation of my knowing, I don't think anyone has taken my panties. But I don't know.
Are you sure.
I don't know. I haven't willingly been a participant of this, which I wouldn't be opposed to it if you were honest. You know what I mean? If you wanted it for whatever, like if it was because I was leaving, like it's kind of like how like with girls, I guess they want to wear your shirt when you're gone with your cologne kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I guess in a sexual way. I don't know. My mind thinks sexual 90% of the time. So like that's what goes in my head. So I'm like.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, is that wrong? No, it's right all the time, Private Talk. That's why I'm Alexis Texas, and this is why I give you all the greatness here on Private Talk. I hope that you're liking this episode. Hey. You better like, comment below, and let us know your social media so we can follow you, support you, what you have going on.
Oh, it's Real Killer Priest and IG, Real Killer Priest, IG, and you can catch me on the podcast, Killer Priest podcast on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 Pacific time.
Ooh, you heard what he said. So make sure you go follow the man, support him. He's a friend of mine and I love everything that he does. So make sure that you support him, Private Talk.
And I tell everybody she's my homegirl. They don't believe me. They like Priest, you for real. They believe me, but they never come around that one time.
Yeah.
The guys from Chicago.
Remember that?
They impressed you. They
I always
so
feel
sad.
Like I run into you at the weird, like the weirdest, randomest places, and not that like it's just weird. And I'm like, oh, and I know you, so it's always a comfortable like, hey, hi, you know, talking. Then people like look at you like, do you know this person?
Right.
You know what I mean? And so that's how with Chicago and those people. But
they were like. Oh my God, it was going and you were trying to get your drink on.
I don't really remember where we were. I just remember the altercation, the situation. Yeah, definitely wild. Most times I'm trying to get my drink on first because for me it's like, I don't know how you are, but as a female, especially going to some place, like the first place I'm going is a bar. Because I'm not trying to be a sitting duck. So I want to have a conversation, like to walk around with a drink that at least I have an out or something that I'm doing and not just standing there like a, you know, weirdo.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's take a shot and let's get a drink and let's be on our merry way. And then after that, free game.
Yeah, yeah, you're
talk to
good.
Me all you want to do. Yeah, but I'm like, but until good. Then, I'm like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm, whatever right. you're saying, right. not really listening to you, but I like to see you. Nice to see you.
Yeah. Right. Just get your drink on exactly. and then you can mellow out. Yeah, good. Exactly.
So what is the best advice you've ever gotten?
That would have to be by the RZA, I wanted to say. He said, get out there, you're a star. That's what he said. Yeah, yeah. He said, get out there. I thought we had to be in the studio all the time. And mm-hmm. he opened the door for me to a whole new world. It's partying. After enjoying the time.
Was that, did that taint your artistry in any way, or did it only just improve it?
It just improved it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just improved.
Because some people, it's like when you play too hard, you just, it's that counterbalance. It's like,
yeah,
you know,
I was too sheltered. Yeah, I needed to.
But sometimes you need to experience, because it's like you do, you know, as an artist, it's like you get so wrapped up in your craft that you forget that the outside exactly. world exists. And so you're like, oh, no. And because it's really relevant to what you do and put into your work as well, because it's about new stuff currently going on.
Exactly.
You know? So it's like adapting to the change to make your fan base even better.
That's right.
You heard, exactly. you heard.
That's right.
So what moment do you wish that you could relive and or change it? Was it the
questions.
Luther?
Good questions. Yeah.
Would it be Luther and the chicken, or where you passed?
Definitely Luther and the chicken.
Okay, besides that, because that's a good story, though. But
meeting him, though, it was great. Just rolling up on him.
For like sure.
That, yeah.
For sure. But we know that one. We want another one. If there's a moment in time that you could either relive, and you could just relive it, or you could change that moment.
Okay.
Because it was that fucking awesome. It could be a stage performance, the first time you went on stage, someone that you were really cool that you saw.
Yeah.
It could be anything out there. Open your mind, expand it.
Oh, when Lauryn Hill, I wish I would have sat there and talked to her longer. We had a nice conversation, but I wanted to really
get into her
brain.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's, I feel that, because it's like those times, it's like you almost don't know if it's going to happen again, but you wish it will, but you're busy too. So you're like, and then you're like, oh, well, you're such a like musical genius, like you know what I mean, the way that she thinks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I was definitely
exactly.
a big fan as a kid, for sure, growing up.
Exactly. I want to freeze that moment and just sit down there and really kick it with her.
Moment in time.
Yeah.
Dating life, what is that like?
Dating is like, it's all over the place right now.
So are you single? You're in a situationship, single. An entanglement?
And single life, yeah.
So you're single, ready to mingle?
Yeah.
Are you on dating apps? Are you like, how do you put yourself out there? Because you're being in the industry.
Yeah.
Why would that be weird?
Because I never did it before.
But, just like, okay, but that's just saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's just saying, like, I mean, if you never do something, then how do you know it's not going to work for you? Maybe your soulmate's out there, Priest. Mm. Maybe she doesn't know that she needs to swipe right on you. Or heart. I don't know what these people do on there. But I can't be on a dating app right. myself, because then they think I'm catfished.
Yeah.
Or they are a fan.
Right.
And like for me, it's like I'm not ashamed of who I am, and I'm not afraid to say if you come up to me and say it, but I'm not like, hey, Alexis Texas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, that's part of who I am, obviously, in a brand. But when I'm out in, you know, public by myself, it's not where I'm like, have a Vanna White sign and be like, hey, guys, look at me. Because you just don't, in words, you know, different, energy and things that I don't know if I would necessarily want in some a partner that, you know what I mean? Like, I swear, like, I don't knowingly know I have fucked a fan, but probably. They say that guys lie, and they're like, because most people are like, yeah, I watch porn, but I don't watch, like, specific porn.
Yeah.
Like, girl-wise, right?
Right.
So I believe that. How am I going to, like, take it back? I'm not, like, I'm looking at their phone and their search history. So, like, how do you not believe it? But then, like, my other guy friends are like, yeah, right. They're like, very fucking guys. You know, and they fucking jerked off to you. And I'm like, but they're saying they have it. And some guys don't.
Yeah.
Do you? Are you a certain person? Like, you obviously knew from, you know, your Vanessa Del Rio days. But, you know, as far as name wise, but do you just like, if you're horny, do you just like look at Pornhub or a certain OnlyFans, or are you specific to girls? What gets you off? Or maybe fetishes, or, you know what I mean? Because like some people generally don't care.
Right.
So even if I was doing it, they're like, I maybe have seen you,
right?
But I don't know that it was you.
Right.
And how do you not believe that? Like, I don't, I mean, sometimes like with me, I can masturbate to anything. It doesn't even have to be porn. It could be something on the fucking TV or a guy or a fantasy or something that's happened to me before. Like, I'm all up here. You know what I'm saying? They're very connected.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I mean, that's it.
So you still never told me your porn search earlier.
My porn search?
Yeah.
My porn search, it would have to be like a...
Midgets?
She kept it. Midgets, that's a good one. That's a good one, midgets.
What's right? The smallest chick that you've ever banged? Like 4 foot, 3 feet?
It was...
What is the class? I don't even know. Are actually small people, little people.
Yeah.
They're not midgets. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's retract that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Little people. Have you ever had sex with a little person?
No, but I had one that was attracted to me. Yeah.
But why didn't you smash? I have a little person fantasy. Like, I want to have sex with a little person.
Yeah.
But only from the dominant sense of, like, I want to, like, do things. Like, spin them around. And
like what?
I don't know. Like, do things. Do things. But,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
to see the skill of how they can do things, you know?
Right.
Like, not whatever things. So, I think about that. But it's, like, as a man, obviously, there's women out there. Like, for me, nobody's approaching me like that. Like,
right.
You would think so, but it's not happening. But you're, you know, you're traveling, you're touring. Things
right.
happen. People, you know, situations. So
right.
has that ever happened to you? And what is the littlest person's height you've had sex with?
Yeah. I would have to say like 4 feet.
Is 4 feet? True?
Yeah.
Okay.
Four.
Is it any different than 5 feet? 8?
Yeah, right? 4.
I feel like it's all the same.
Yeah. Yeah,
is it?
Right?
Is it?
4, yeah.
I don't have a dick. Well, I can't attest different. To it, priest.
It's a little different.
If I had a dick, I wish I could have it for a day and I'd give it back. But just to know the feelings of things. Because I think already I feel like a male and I'm already an alpha. So, you know, they work together.
Yeah.
So naturally I could think of the same thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. No, you're right about that. No.
So would you do it again?
With a short one, yeah, of course.
With a short one.
Yeah,
they have fat asses. That's what,
yes,
like,
that's
I've
what I'm
seen.
About.
The last one that I've seen, because, like, I mean, I used to, you know, dance in the entertainment life, obviously. So I would see them a lot more. And so you see them close up, but they're hot. Like,
right.
It just, like, so I'm like, oh, I appreciate it. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, but yeah.
Nice bubble.
Butts are butts, you know?
Yeah, butts is butts.
Butts are butts. So would you say that you have any fetishes?
I got a lot of fetishes. I got, like.
What are your top three fetishes?
All right, butt, lips.
Lips, which one?
Oh, both.
Both sets of lips? But how do these lips determine these lips?
I gotta put it.
Because what determines are good lips? Like,
exotic.
What turns you on about lips?
I don't know, exotic, just the shape of them.
But what if they're getting filler and Botox? Does it still turn you on? Or
oh,
do you
have
Botox in your lip? I think it's filler.
I mean, it would still make
you
me
said,
look,
oh,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would still make me look, though. Yeah, it would still make
I
me
like
look.
The sound effect.
Yeah.
The ASMR, you know, episode of Private Talk is about to go on. He said, oh,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Dropping
kids
on the floor.
Yeah, definitely.
So lips, okay. You like big, exotic
butts.
Lips. No, you said lips. We already know butts. That's obviously Miss Texas is in the house.
Yeah.
Naturally gravitates. Not that that's probably the first, but you know, I'm gonna say the big booties.
Yeah.
But okay, so butts, lips.
And
but wait, hold on, pause.
Yeah.
You said both sets of lips. So what makes good lips down
just
there?
Just the shape. Oh, just the shape of it.
Like,
just
what is the best kind of lips for priest? Ladies, you better be listening.
I gotta take notes. Yeah.
Like, what are good lips?
They would have to be like, it's just the design of it. Like, I don't know. It's like.
I like how you said.
Yeah, I came all the way to it.
Okay,
wait.
So.
Yeah, like.
These aren't lips, though. This is like the
that's
box.
That's the shape. Yeah,
right?
That's the
so
shape.
So that's, okay, what's in the middle?
Like, it would be like.
You like little lips. You like the introverted ones. You like where it's like a camel toe, like really
I like the camel
toe,
toes,
really
yeah.
toe looking.
Yeah, like
but then
those.
There's like lippy girls where it's like kind of a lip and like a little clit. And then there's like a hidden clit. And then there's like lips,
yeah,
like
yeah,
bat wings. Like, there's all kinds of categories.
Bat wings? I don't think I ran into the bat wing.
I say I have bat wings. Like,
bat
I
wings?
Yeah, because I'm very lippy girl.
Right,
so
right,
I have lips. Like, I can pull on them. They look like bat wings.
Right.
So I used to run around and be like, na 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 Batman. Not Batman, but, you know, Batwoman was at the time. But,
yeah.
But yeah, definitely a lippy girl. So that's what you said. Lips are attractive to you there. What lips. What pussy lips are you attracted to, Priest?
I want the truth.
Yeah, right.
Nice. Have you ever been asked a question like this? Am I really putting you on the spot? You're like, damn it, what did I sign myself up for?
Yeah, this is good. This is good.
See what happens when you have, you know, conversations with Miss Texas?
Yeah, you have to be able to step out of here.
You're norm. Welcome, Priest. Yeah. You know?
Thank you, thank you. For real. Lips.
So what kind of pussy lips is Priest in? I can't even say
that. I know, Priest and pussy lips.
There's a whole lot of wrong in those conversations, that sentence. But yes, we want to know.
I don't know. Let me see. I'm trying to get the shape in my mind. You gave me a lot of examples. I like bat wings. I like them all.
Okay. You like them all.
I like them all. Yeah, I like them all. Different styles.
But do they feel different? They're pussies are personalities. I like that.
Pussies are personalities. Everyone got another
pussy personality, ladies. You hear that? Your pussy has a personality and you don't even know it.
Yes. Yes.
I want to know all the personalities of a pussy. Can you tell us your private talk since you're talking about personalities and pussies?
Yeah. Different personalities. It's like they move
the crazy pussy, the like sweet angelic
pussy.
Always
the crazy ones are really good.
But that doesn't matter on the size of the lips. I think that's the size of, I mean, not the size of the person, but who the person is.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really tell you, like, I don't know. Well, I guess maybe like a girl makes her, or pussy makes her the girl. I don't know. Is that even, can you even say that?
Well,
I don't
even, well, you can probably tell when you talk to. When you first talk
okay,
to
real question.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a girl that like you trying, okay, oh, real talk, as far as like you trying to date them and like you fucked, it was great, but everything else was off.
Yeah.
And you just like, did you keep fucking?
Nope.
You stopped fucking.
I tried to.
But it was good, but pussy. Was like,
yeah.
But everything else was off.
Yeah.
But how do you?
They're
as a
always
man,
the crazy ones, the best ones. Well, she was so crazy.
What's the craziest thing a girl's done over your dick?
Crazy. Oh man. Well, in the shower, I would have to say that one.
What'd she do in the shower?
It was a while back, she was trying to really go impress me. I guess she was, you know. Give me fellatio, or give me dome. They say
she was sucking your dick. Got it.
And she just was like, she
Don't
just let herself go.
Talk or hold on.
Yeah, she just let herself go and let the shower hit in it. And it was like really
in
going
her
fast.
Face?
Yeah, it was going fast. And she
Why
was like,
would she run in her face? She was drowning?
Yeah, she was like.
She didn't just move her face?
Yeah, it was a funny moment. Yeah,
was
yes.
she drunk?
No, she was sober. That's what was, I had to laugh.
But she
it was hilarious.
How do you just not move your face?
Yeah. I moved out the.
No, not like, you, her. She was drowning.
Yeah. She was like, blah, 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 and then the water was hitting
Did
the
Did that
face
make
was,
your dick harder because she was drowning?
it made me laugh. I'm not going to lie. I had to laugh at that one. It was a
but
wild
did you But did you keep fucking when you were laughing?
She was very aggressive. And
she was aggressive?
Yeah, she was aggressive. She wanted to show me something, I guess.
Do you feel like most women like, are aggressive?
What, in the bed?
Yeah.
Nah.
Maybe not even the bed, but I feel like to get to you in a sense, like, you know, because like I feel like before it used to be men were the ones who were more aggressive, in my opinion, but now I feel like women are more the aggressors.
Stepping it up. Yeah, they step
And
it up.
I don't really know, like, for me, because dating is not something that's the easiest thing to do for anybody, but like even in my situation where being, you know, who I've been, you know, what I've done, and you know, things like that, where it's like. You don't know, like, you don't want to be too aggressive and be, like, put off the wrong message, but you also want to show interest, whatever. So, for me, I'm not the one who's gonna be like, yeah, I'm here, like, let's do this. Like, you know what I mean? Now, I can get to that point.
Right.
But overall, what I feel like when I go out and I see things, and I think it's more like the younger generation of girls are just very more in your face, this is what it is, da da da. And I wish I had that confidence. And not that I didn't because I started porn at 21.
Right.
But it's just, like, it's very, like, I'm here.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm working out the happy medium. Me, I'd rather, I'm still like, I sit back and I spectate.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then I let the situation play itself out.
Right.
I'm very approachable if you approach me in the right ways. But if you come at me incorrectly, too, I unfortunately can put that down as well. I'm like, karate, but don't know anything about karate. Yeah. But you know what I mean? But it's just, you know what I mean? It's finding that happy medium.
Right, right. Guys, well, some guys have a hard time. That's kind of, that makes it better for guys who are socially awkward and stuff like that.
So is that something that attracts you though? If somebody comes at you full nine, like she's like putting the press court,
is
that exciting? Because you don't have to like go and fish for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but is that also in your mind easy because you're not really having to put work in either? I like a little bit of a chase.
Yeah.
You know, not in every situation, and maybe if I had more men throw themselves at me, but it doesn't happen that way. Right, but you know right. what I mean? I can't really say that. I say right. the ones that I would want to throw themselves at me.
Right.
And again, it's not that I have a preference of what it is, but it's how you do it.
Right.
Is what my choice is. Like, you gotta have some game to come correctly. Like, you just can't be like, yes, I'm Alexis Texas and I've done porn in my life. I can't ever take that away and I don't ever regret anything about it.
Right.
But I'm not just someone that's just going to be like, oh, that's just so simple. No, I'm a lady. I like to be talked to correctly. I'm a grown woman. So talk to me like an adult. Then from there, yeah. I'll assess, hey, this is going to go here or nowhere. And, you know, I'm still a friendly person and I like to talk to anybody, you know what I mean? But it's also too of like how you navigate the conversation.
Right.
How you bob and weave.
There you go.
How you bobbing and weaving.
Exactly. That's how it goes.
All right. Are you ready for Truth with Texas? I feel like, yes, you know, we've had a lot of, you know, conversation. We've warmed it up a little bit. You know, we've probed you enough.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You need to take a shot before?
Yeah. Let me, can I get a...
Yes. Well, we're... Oh, hold on. Let's do this correctly. Yeah. All right, Private Talk. I hope that you are liking this episode. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to come to my favorite part, Truth with Texas. I hope Priest is ready for it.
Hey.
Stay tuned. All right. We are back, Private Talk, and we are ready for my favorite part, Truth with Texas. Yeah. So, you've got four cards here. They're all aces. Each suit means a different type of question. And we're going to get to know you a little bit more intimately, even though you've already been really, you know, truth-telling, which we like and appreciate that here at Private Talk. But we're going to get down to the real questions. All right. So, pick your first card. Oh, you got two, but pick one. You can keep one and then tell me what the other one is.
Tell you what it is.
Ace of what?
Ace of clubs.
Ace of clubs. That is the kinky question. Mm-hmm. Are you a kinky man? You got handcuffs in your drawer by the, like, you know, bedroom. You got lube. You got a whole vibrator situation. Are you that kinky? Or are you, like, maybe sometime, like, you'll put a finger in your butt kinky? Are you, like, no butt fingers, nothing kinky? Yeah. What kind of kinky are you?
Talking.
You like talking. The dirty talk?
Yeah.
Dirty talking, son of a bitch. Yep. You see how that like changes? I have like an Alexis Texas voice.
Yeah.
So dirty talk is definitely like your thing. It like definitely can talk you over the edge.
Yeah.
Role playing, yes or no?
Yeah, I could do some role playing. Yeah.
What is the most number of times you've had sex in one day?
Maybe like three.
Three?
That's pushing.
Pushing it? Okay. That's pushing. Have you ever been caught masturbating?
Nope.
Never. I feel like there was maybe a one time.
Almost?
Yeah, almost. How did you play it off? What was the lie that we told?
Nah, I was in the bathroom with my mom's.
Oh, you're like, I'm not doing anything in here. Exactly.
She probably knew the bathroom for a very long time.
Rough sex or sensual sex?
Sensual.
You said you had fetishes. Tell us.
Did I say that?
You did tell us you had fetishes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Tell us like your deepest, darkest fetish that maybe anybody wouldn't really know. But here at Private Talk, you're going to unleash.
Have to be smell.
You like being peed on?
Smell. I'm not like saying you pee. I was just
you like how I
changed
that? I was like, no.
What did you say, Priest? You like me pee on golden showers?
You like golden showers?
Nah.
Have you ever been pissed on?
No.
Have you ever peed on somebody?
Nope.
It's very empowering.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went through a pee fetish myself.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yeah, I don't know why and how it started, but it ended a long time ago, too. But now I'm, like, pee shy, but at one time it was very pee dominant. But
well, you were doing the peeing or they were peeing on you?
I was doing the peeing.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the first how it started was after, I think it was the first time I thought it was really, like, wow, this is where it's at.
Wow.
You know, like, I just felt like I had a cape on. I was naked, but I had felt in my mind I had a cape. I felt really powerful. You know how you do Superman puns?
Yeah.
I probably was. But no, it was after a scene. And then, you know, you obviously you take a shower afterwards, you do whatever. And we were in this shower. And he was like, I don't know if he suggested or if I did on how much of a savage I was at that time.
Right.
But he was like, piss on my head. And I was like, bet. So I stood above him and I pissed on his head.
Right.
And it was just very gratifying. And I don't really know why. And I was like, I got to pee on more men.
Oh,
But it wasn't because I was trying to demean him.
Right, right.
But it was just like a power thing. Because I'm very submissive in the right ways.
Right,
but
right.
I'm also alpha as well. Like, let me play. Okay. But I also, like, give me mine. And then be like, all
right,
bitch, but no. But,
right,
you know,
respectfully. Right,
you know
right,
what I mean? But it's one of those situations. But, yeah, I definitely went through a pee fetish.
Wow.
So you've never peed on anyone ever?
Nah.
And obviously you do it in the appropriate places. You just don't piss on
live stream. That's the only pee.
Live stream?
It's a stream.
You're going to go, that's going to be my manager. My manager debut is with you right. Live stream pissing. We'll get shut down immediately. We can't. Yeah, I think that there's some kind of law against. You can't tell people.
Is it play on a role, peeing and streaming?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Have you ever had a sexual encounter in a crowded place?
Yes.
Where?
It was on a train.
On a train? How do you fuck on a train? Do people see you?
Nah, I just got.
You got head.
Yeah, I got head on the train.
Like the motion. Private talk. Yeah. This is getting head, okay? Yeah. I don't know why you're so shameful to say it. It's okay.
I was getting head, yeah.
All right.
Did I say it right? Because I like this. When I say it, I would like for it to make an impact. I was getting dome head.
I don't really know the appropriate way to say anything. Yeah. I just say what comes out of my mouth. And I feel like getting head is appropriate. It's not. It's like, you know, it's safe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a long time ago. But it's still there.
Do you ever, like, masturbated to it now?
Because,
you know, you, like, go through, like, your, like, sexual bank thing sometimes. Yeah. And you just, like, have to go to that one space. You, like, go back there, visit it.
It's there. It was too much other exciting more.
You got more shit coming. Yeah, all right, yeah. Next card. All right. Too vanilla for you. I get it, Priest.
Yeah. Ace again. Ace of diamonds.
All right, that's a spicy question. They're all going to be aces, but the suits are going to be different, and they're going to tell you which kind of question you're going to get. And you are getting a spicy question. What is the most embarrassing moment from a dating past?
Most embarrassing moment from a dating past.
yep, that one.
I want the truth,
private talk. You chuckle by yourself. You're contemplating, fuck, should I already do that? I don't, should I tell her? We are going to get it out of him. We want it. What is it? Please tell us.
Yes, you can. This is a comfortable
setting. You know what I mean? This is all fun. It was probably a long time ago. So, lessons learned.
Yeah.
Tell private talk. Maybe you're going to help one of those viewers out there.
Right, right.
Don't you lie to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It was, because it's coming all back to me. It was,
coming back to me now.
Yeah, when I couldn't get up.
You couldn't get up? Yeah. Oh, your dick couldn't get up.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you too fucked up on alcohol, drugs? She like, fuck you, I'm never gonna fuck you again?
Yeah. It was like,
she laughed at you?
Yeah. That was
okay,
bad.
I have a question. Have you ever faked orgasm?
Me?
Yeah. Who else is sitting on the couch? You're the only person.
Yeah. How do a guy fake an orgasm?
I've heard this is a thing. I was shocked myself. Mm. I was like, huh. And then I was in my mind, I was like, hey, I wonder if anybody's done it to me because I.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would think not. But
unless you're inside the person.
You could still feel it.
Have I ever faked an orgasm?
Yeah, have you? No. Never. Why do you have a big smile? Like, I don't really believe you. Why are you so much? You grinning right now. Like, you, like, it's, you know, your cheek is red. Okay. Yeah, I can see it from over here.
I've never done that.
The longest you've ever gone without sex?
What's a good one? Like 6 months.
6 months. Were you like angrily masturbating, or do you like, if when you're doing that session, where you didn't do anything at all?
Yeah,
because some people do that to like clear their mind.
Yeah, it's
very mind clearing. That's not for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've gone a long time without having sex, yeah, but not masturbating too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be really angry. Right, I already like, you know, borderline upset the fact that I don't, you know, I'm not having sex. But you know, you have to do one or the other. But people say it's really like, you know, a clearing or whatever their mind. So it's like I don't know if it was 21 days or whatever it is to like reset or something. But I just feel like it's all a fucking gimmick. Like, just do what you want to do.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like I'm still, I feel like I'm more clear-minded. I'm like, oh, see the light, the world. It's like seeing a whole new world.
Yeah, the best. Yeah, this is great. This is great.
Sex position you would like to try?
Sex position? Missionary.
You'd like to try it? You've never done it?
Nope.
You've never done missionary? Shut the fuck up. Excuse my French out there. I know my mom's not listening, so it doesn't really matter. But, yeah, what?
Yeah.
You've never had missionary? Never in life. How old are
Maybe.
You?
Maybe.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
Oh, you got to guess that one. You'll never believe my age.
Just because, like, it has to be a 50. I was like, it just has to be, because I mean, I'm 36 myself. Yeah. So it's like, really, with all your history of things that you've done and the time and eras of them, it just only makes sense. Like, Biggie, I love Biggie. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could have been on the street with Biggie. You know? Yeah. Smoked one time. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so, okay. Never missionary. Why? Like, why? You don't want to look at their...
Because we do other stuff. We do other stuff.
She's but never missionary? Like, that's like missionary.
Maybe twice.
You're attracting now. You maybe once, if that.
Maybe.
Allegedly. Yeah. I just think that that's absurd. But, I mean, I also was a porn star for, like, a lot of years. So,
so you
I did
know.
Missionary a lot. There's ones that I don't like and that I refuse to do that I probably did one time in my life and I would never do again because people don't naturally do that.
Which one was that?
Have you ever done pile driver? Like, exactly. Who does it in their like real life? Nobody. Yeah. Nobody in life.
Pile driver.
I mean, that's not true. There are people in life because it exists.
Yeah, obviously. But it's hilarious.
But it's just not. I remember doing it one time only is because it was for Naughty America.
Right.
For all you porn fans out there, that's old school. But Naughty America, so it was like a fan, like, I don't know, either paid or requested or something to like shout them out in Pile Driver. So I specifically had to do this part in the scene.
Right.
And I did it and I was like, I hate this position. I'm like, fucking do this shit. Because it's just not natural. Well, like,
yeah.
Like, there's other ways to like get in there and that's not the one for me.
Power driving is...
Not like power drive, pile driver.
Pile driver.
Yeah, so it'd be basically if my, I'm like picturing myself on the couch over there, if it was a porn couch, which it never was, don't worry.
Right.
There's no.
Call
there's
a
no,
porn couch?
No, it was never now? A porn couch, so don't worry. It's brand new for private talk, you know, only the best for my listeners out there. But so my butt would be in the air and my head would be down, so my legs would be up. And the guy is over me.
Oh.
And he's fucking me from down, like this angle.
Yeah.
Does nothing for me.
Yeah.
It's just awkward.
Just a
like,
style.
How do you get out of that?
Yeah.
There's so many other great ones, you know? Mm-hmm. So what is one thing completely, like you're completely turned off in the bedroom that you're just not happening?
Biting. Yeah.
So where have you been bit before that you're like, bitch?
Right. Oh, my chest.
Oh, your titty got bit.
Yeah.
Are like, you a biter to other women? Or because you got bit, you're like, yeah, you like it?
It's just not into biting.
I had a girlfriend that just bit just to be a fucking asshole, and it was not into. I was never into. I'm like, why? Why are you doing that?
Well, that's gangster. You had a girlfriend?
Well, girl that was a friend. I never officially had a girlfriend.
That's dope.
But yes, one of my really good friends. I've known forever, but she definitely she was in the industry as well. But she was a biter.
Right.
And like, we would be at a club and like somebody would be about to talk to me and she'd bite me in the back. I'm like, bitch, why are you biting me back there? Like, why? And she's like, it's funny. No, it's not. Yeah, I hate biting.
I don't like biting.
So sexually wise, I'm like, absolutely, because it reminds me of that. And I'm like, it just makes me mad.
Right, right. Like, yeah.
Not sexual.
Yeah.
Maybe like light, you know, light touches. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like maybe a little nibble of your mouth and your lip. You know, maybe.
Yeah, biting and scratching.
One of those things. Yeah. All right. Next card. Shit, dropping things.
Hearts. Ace of hearts.
Romantic questions.
Ace of hearts.
Would you consider yourself a romantic? What's the most romantic thing you've ever done for a partner?
See. Romantic.
Don't you be making shit up, Priest.
No, I'm thinking.
Don't you be looking at all the posts that you looked on Instagram and was like, what this motherfucker do for his girlfriend on Valentine's Day? Because that's usually when they do it. You know what I mean? Which, okay, that's great. I'm not hateful because I'm single. I'm just saying that they could pick like other times too. And I'm sure they do as well. But that's the one time it's glorified.
Yeah.
What you do. What you do, Priest.
That's romantic?
Yes.
Just, let's see. Well, I like I prepare the food.
Long walks on the beach. Ding, ding, ding. So you're a cook.
Yeah, I like to make.
What is your favorite dish? Like, if you're like gonna have a little baddie come over, you're gonna set the mood, Netflix and chill, maybe. But before you're gonna cook, what are you cooking?
Something I know that's gonna work. Mm-hmm. It would be lasagna.
Lasagna.
Yeah, I know that would work.
What if she's vegan?
I would do a vegan.
A vegan lasagna, yeah. So impossible meat.
Yeah.
Switch it up on
you.
Because, you know, California, you never know. There's a lot of vegans and there are pescatarians.
Yeah, definitely.
You never know. So you can't always.
Definitely.
But, like, lasagna switch is, like, up. So, like, hearty, you know. It just, like, makes you feel like you hug.
Yeah.
I'm a foodie. I like to eat. Hey, I like to cook.
So hey. It's there fun. You go.
Do you like sexting?
I'm laughing because I know some people say. Yeah, definitely.
Because you've gotten some messages and you're like, I can't say no because they're about to be like, damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no, like, so you go sexting. Back and forth like with in contact.
Sexting
like,
is the move.
Have you ever came from sexting?
Man, I definitely enjoy it.
You're like edging.
Yeah.
Pre-cum.
It makes me like, yeah.
You pre-cumming like, all over these messages over there.
Yo,
you need an OnlyFans.
Texting can catch you out there. Yeah.
You need some OnlyFans. If you're doing all this stuff, you can do all texting. Of this and get sexting. Paid.
Yeah, sexting, right?
You can have some ladies
out
there.
I'm a sexting
there.
Porno star.
Okay, well, I'm sure your mind is like very like intricate about you know details of like all the naughty like detailed things that you like in your sexual like plethora of fantasies.
Right.
That you won't tell your ass private dog.
Hey, it's private.
Do you have you ever sent a naughty pic? Have you sent a dick pic to somebody?
Nah.
Don't
That's
lie.
Weird. Yeah.
You've sent a dick pic. Never?
Mm-mm.
I don't believe that that's
No, I haven't. I got some pics, but I haven't sent none out. I got pics from chicks. Tit pics.
Favorite song to have sex to?
I don't even do that now. It would have to be some like, it would have to be like.
Are you like a mood?
EBM. Doom, 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 doom. It would have to be some crazy stuff.
I can just imagine you coming in with some leather chaps being like, doom, 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 doom.
Yeah,
there's like four bitches on the couch.
What's they call that?
One's in a cat suit. Yeah. One's in a fucking all dom suit. And you're about to get fucked by these girls. I mean, wait, that was my
fantasy. I'm not into
love. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Or, okay, reverse it. You're going to fuck all these girls. But you know what I'm saying? I could see that. That music's heavy music. That's like for the mood.
Yeah.
Mood killer. I don't really, I mean, I don't need music to be in the mood. I feel like.
Yeah. You know, I'm like you.
Mood.
I don't.
I am the mood.
Exactly. That's kind of played out because it's hard to listen to the songs. Really.
Well, it's only for ambiance. It's not really because you're jamming out and want to sing like a ballad while you're doing it.
Yeah, right.
I'd be like, will you pay attention to my pussy, please?
Yeah, exactly. Jesus. Exactly.
But yeah.
For attention.
What's the dumbest thing that you've done to get somebody's attention?
That's a good question. So I have to go way back. Because I got a little
Bring
old.
It way
yeah.
Back.
Dumbest thing I get to get a girl's attention?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I would probably say Yeah, this get a little bit like, wait a minute. Walk across the street, go all the way on the other side, and come up the way to see.
So you like
it,
redirected your like pattern.
Yeah,
of
this is why, way back. Yeah.
You wouldn't be caught pattern. Now, huh? Yeah. You still would do that. I feel like you're soft inside. Don't be trying to play so hard over there, priest. I know you said it's not kill a priest anymore, but you could still be caught. Booty shorts or thong?
Definitely thong.
Favorite place to be kissed? You want to say my dick. I know it's true because he laughed. Private talk. You see, CC?
Kissed. Lips.
What is an important lesson in a past relationship has taught you?
Ask that one more time.
So what is an important lesson that you learned from a past relationship? Like, what is something that has taught you?
Oh, just stick to my purpose.
Stick to your purpose. So you lost your purpose in another relationship.
Yeah.
Giving too much and not getting enough.
Exactly.
You just got to ward that off, you know? Say no more.
Yep.
All right, last question. It is an Aces. Spades, which is our favorite.
Yeah.
Here, because it's a naughty question, which we're all a little naughty here at Private Talk, but time for our last questions. Let's see. Do you own any sex toys?
I gotta get my sex toy game back up.
Back up? What happened? You lost them in a battle of like the separation? Like, how does that work when you're with somebody and you're like, I'm taking my dildo.
Yeah.
And that fucking cock ring.
No.
I hope that a cock ring's not repeatedly used. I don't know.
Yeah, that's wild.
Have you ever had a cock ring on?
Yeah, definitely. I had a cock ring before.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I like the confidence in that.
Yeah.
Loud.
A lot of experience when you get older.
Loud or quiet when you have an orgasm? Are you like convulsing? Loud. Are you like, are you like,
cool. Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Is that how it goes?
Like, scream at the top, like,
You got it. That's how you do it? You're a screamer?
Nah, no screamer.
You cry?
No.
I had like.
You ever guys cry?
I've never with me, I had a girl in college, my college, like, roommate, one of them. Like, our rooms. So I don't know if I would tell that story out loud, but our beds were like on a conjoined wall, so like, but they were really thin.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always hear them fuck.
Right.
But every time after they fucked, he would cry. And I didn't understand at first. And then I'm like, what? And he would cry. And I never really pressed it because it was just weird. But I never had that anything, but he would cry. I feel like drunkly she like brought it up one time, but I don't really know if I investigated more because it was just awkward for us both that I heard the crying.
Wow.
So you know
that's
what I mean?
Hilarious.
So you're not a crier.
Nah.
Not a crier. Okay. Lube or spit?
Spit.
Spit. Does booty size matter?
That's a good one. I would have to say yes.
So what matters about the booty size?
Bubbles. I like bubbles.
So would you still be into BBLs or are you into only natural booties?
Oh, BBLs? They can get it too.
Do they still have a bubble? Because I'm saying like some of them, you know what I mean? Like that's the thing is the bubble. The bubble is like the real
real.
Brazilian, Colombian.
Yes.
Those are the droppage of the tear, you know?
I changed a little bit. It used to, definitely that was the go-to. But I changed a little bit. I could deal with a little, if it's a little onion, but.
It doesn't look like it happened, but it's like, you know it happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Have you ever paid for sex?
Did I pay for sex?
I want the truth.
Let's do when you go out with a chick.
Hey, that's real. Yeah. That's a real game. That's true. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's touche. It could go both ways. You know what I mean? What are they getting?
Indeed.
Have you ever made a sex tape?
Nope. Not yet.
Not yet. I like that, you know, there's still hope out there.
Yeah.
There's still hope like that. All right. Well, that concludes Truth with Texas. You definitely passed the test. I hope you had fun doing all those questions that kind of put you under. Is there anything you'd like to ask Miss Texas?
Yo, oh, man.
You lit up again.
Like, yeah.
It's like, oh, damn it.
Yes. Yes.
Hey.
Yeah. A couple of questions. Yeah, yeah. You answered one of them earlier.
What was it?
Man, you got me all shook up because Miss Texas.
Shook up. Yeah, hey, exactly. Miss Texas does that.
Alexis Texas.
No, I fuck with that. I appreciate that. You've always been a good energy.
Yeah.
I could always tell from the, you know, that you were a fan, not in a weird way, but in a way that it was appreciation and love and it was respect for sure. So it's just, it's cool too. That's why. Another reason why when we ran into each other was about, you know, we were doing the podcast because it's a realer conversation sitting or whatever and not knowing people really because people, you think you know people because you see them, you know, and not that we haven't known each other, but it's actually like getting to know who someone is.
Right, right. Yes, yes, that. Man. I know, right? I can just sit up here and stare. Yeah, man, I got so many questions. I'm jumbled up.
What does she want?
Mm-hmm. Let me, I'm good right now. Yeah.
Oh, fuck you up even more with the weed. You'll be like, I don't even know Truman, it's Texas. Truman.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Let me see. What kind of guys you like?
What kind of guys do I like?
So corny. Dag, preach, you got so many more. No, you know, that just came out.
Do you want that or you want to attract it?
Let me. Oh, damn.
Duh.
I know. That shit just fell out.
Well, then let's answer it then. We'll address it.
Yeah, yeah,
good. Okay, so for me, you know, it's hard to say it's like one thing is like a particular like thing. For me, it's about I like to be, you know, I'm a lot to deal with. I'm an alpha. I have a past. And we have, everybody has a past, obviously, but, you know, who I am and whatever comes with a lot. So I don't like, so I need someone who is a strong individual as well, who is just as much as alpha as I am.
Right.
But I'm very big on energy. I'm very big on like, being like energetically like around somebody and feeling that feeling other than just saying like there's a 5'8", you know, blonde hair, fucking dark hair, tall, dark and handsome or whatever they say, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I mean, it's always been like any person in my past that I have dated has been all across the board different from each other, but all the same common denominator of they were good people, they made me laugh, they were very entertaining, like they kept me on my toes. They kept me like, you know, very highly educated to the point where it was like my mind stimulated.
Right.
Kind of thing. Maybe not highly educated, mind stimulated.
That's nice.
You know what I mean? So for me, it's about the older I've become, it's, you know, I know the physical attributes of what people can do for you. But for me, it's more about what you can do, you know, long-term, like what you mentally give me, what you physically give me, you know, your time of what you give somebody and all those things kind of matter and kind of go into a fact of timing of where people are in their life, you know?
Right.
And it's not that people can't give those things, but it's if people are willing to give them. So, you know, and it's kind of finding your own too as well, you know, with the pandemic, kind of changing your lifestyle on a point was like still doing what I do as a brand, but also doing it differently, you know what I mean? If it's the podcast or, you know, other like different business stuff I've been doing and, you know, whatever, it's just like giving different time. So I have more time now to allocate to other things than I once had before. So you kind of put a different perspective.
Dope.
Yes.
Dope.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes,
yes. Good.
Hey. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking your time and
thanks
coming on Private Talk. Please let us know your social medias again so we can support you. Anything you have going on?
Well, Real Killer Priest, not the real, but Real Killer Priest on IG, Killer Priest on Facebook, and we got the Horsemen working on the Cafe. Cafe album will be out soon, and that's it. And you got to come to my podcast.
For sure. Yeah, I definitely will be a guest. Yeah. I would love it. Again,
Dope.
Appreciate you taking your time.
Dope.
Private Talk, make sure that you like and subscribe to this episode. I've had a lot of fun getting to know you a little bit more, and make sure that you go and follow him. Until next time.
Hey.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.